That at the time that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that the Jews should make tzitzis on their clothing, Omar Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, lama mi'atatu es hayoreach? Hashem, why did you shrink the moon? Why did you decrease the light of the moon? Hainu, this means, ki mitzvas tzitzis heim b'chinas hislapshu so'er kidei shenucha lekabloi. The mitzvah tzitzis represents the light of Hashem being covered up, being dressed up, in order to weaken it, in a sense, so that we should be able to receive it. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Hoid v'hodar lavashto, Hashem dresses himself in beauty, oite'or kasalma, and he spreads out the light like a cloak. Salma is a cloak. Salma is one of the nicknames of tzitzis. Shezeo bechinas chaluka de rabbonon. This salma refers to the clothing of the rabbis, which is a nickname for the talis, the tzitzis. So we see that tzitzis is called lavosh, hoy pohoto lavoshto, that it's a malbush of the light of Hashem. It's a covering for the light of Hashem. Vezehu sheshoal Moshe meachar shata noisen lanu mitzvah tzitzis. Hashem, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem. Hashem, once you've given us the mitzvah tzitzis, whereby, as a result of dressing ourselves in tzitzis, that serves like a shield, a covering for the light of Hashem, making it receivable, making it attainable for us, where it's not blinding to us anymore, we can handle it. Then why did you have to make the light of the moon smaller? And you darken its light, machmas kitru, because of its complaint. The chete hadoiros, and because of the sins of the etzadas and the mabul and the doraflog and everything, haloyesh tikun al yidei hislapshu soeru b'chinas tzitzis. Why did you have to decrease the light? Why don't you just put a cover on it? Why subtract from its wattage? Simply put a shield on it, like the mitzvah tzitzis is. That's what the whole mitzvah tzitzis is all about. Hey Shiva Kodesh Baruch Hu, so Hashem answered Moshe Rabbeinu, v'aloi hirbeisi lo koichovin. But I've given the moon a lot of stars to serve together with it. Sheheim ha-tzadikin. Stars is a nickname for tzadikin. Sheheim b'chinas u-matzdikei horabim ka-koychovim. There's a pasuk that says that the tzadikim are compared to stars. Sheheim matzdikim es horabim. They are people who make the people right. They are people who set Klal Yisrael right. U-marzirim kol ho'ilam lamutav. They bring everybody to tshuva. They get the Jews' sins to be converted to mitzvahs. They are the ones who fix up the pigam of the moon and they make it full. Hainu, this means izehu biatzmoi hatikin shel tzitzis shehu halboshas ho'er. Exactly what the tzitzis is supposed to be doing, which is clothing the light, the tzadikim do the same thing. However, Hashem was explaining that even with these levushin, it wouldn't be enough unless Hashem first decreased the light a little bit. Where, as a result of Hashem decreasing the light, that's what results in all the yoridos that people have in life. Based on the barriers that people's sins create between them and Hashem, etc. Vaydezehu milas hatzadikim, and this is what makes tzadikim so special. Ha'oimdim b'nisoyim, the tzadikim who stand up to the tests that they're given. Umeshaprim umevatlim hachashochim v'amesoch malvilim, and they break all the barriers that block the Jews from Hashem, from Hashem's light. Umehapchim hachoshich lo'er, they convert the darkness into light. Hayarid al aliyah, the yarid into aliyah. Alkein behechrich sheyia miu to'er. Therefore, Hashem was explaining there had to be a decrease of the light. Ki yevshel akabel oyer hatzitzis shuas cholas kiddushas Yisrael, because it's impossible for the Jews to receive the light of the tzitzis, which is like the beginning of Yiddishkeit. Ki b'chol boiker hu avoid arishayna hu mitzvah tzitzis, because every single morning, what does a Jew start his day with? Tzitzis. V'chein hatinoik, and so too a baby. Tchilas chinucha, yuba mitzvah tzitzis hakdoshim. The first mitzvah that they start him off with usually is tzitzis. tafkid tzitzis u'bechinas hislabshus ho'er ho'el yoin at shekolechot yuchal kablodofi b'chinosu. Because tzitzis represents the ability to take Hashem's light and clothe it so that it's toned enough that even the smallest person can handle it, even a child can handle it.